It's Chicon Stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. Taking a look at our COVID-19 case numbers throughout our immediate tri-state area. In the northwest corner of Connecticut, as of 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, Falls Village, none, Cornwall, 3, Kent, 7, New Milford, 224, Norfolk, 8, North Canaan, 5, Salisbury, 9, Sharon, 14, and Torrington, 422. Dutchess County COVID-19 active case numbers locally by municipality in Dutchess County, Amenia, 12, Clinton, 13, Dover, 33, Millerton Village, less than 5, Northeast, less than 5, Pauling, 32, Pauling Village, 12, Pine Plains, 9, Red Hook, 19, Red Hook Village, less than 5, Rhinebeck, 50, Rhinebeck Village, 9, Stanford, 13, Tivoli Village, less than 5, and Washington, 8. In Columbia County, as of 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, they had their 21st and 22nd community member pass away from COVID-19. They now have had 5 community deaths, 10 were residents of Pine Haven, 7 residents of the Grand at Barnwell. 326 positive cases, 133 of those cases have recovered. 4 of the positive cases are hospitalized, 1 of those in ICU. They received over 2,400 test results completed for Columbia County residents. 180 residents are under mandatory quarantine, 11 under precautionary quarantine. There were no new deaths in Berkshire County from the coronavirus, but statewide deaths surpassed 5,000. According to data released by the state yesterday, statewide 129 new deaths were reported by the State Department of Public Health for a total of 5,108 since the pandemic began. The county death toll remains at 37. The number of COVID-19 cases in the Berkshires now stands at 478, up from 475 on Sunday. Now, the first wave of businesses shuttered by the COVID-19 pandemic in that state could begin to reopen around May 18th if the public health data continues to trend in a positive direction, according to Governor Baker yesterday. His administration unveiled the 4-step plan to move from widespread shutdowns into a new normal. 1 week before a panel tasked with laying out reopening strategies publishes its report, Baker and Lieutenant Governor offered an outline of how the process will unfold. It'll start with industries that are best able to limit face-to-face interaction and transmission risk for the highly infectious virus. All businesses will face a range of new mandatory safety standards once they resume operations, and state officials also will lay out industry-specific requirements. During the initial stage, every workplace must ensure all employees, customers, and vendors stay at least 6 feet apart as often as possible, wear masks, and perform regular cleaning and disinfecting. The first phase, which the administration titled Start, could begin as soon as next week. Phases 2, 3, and 4, dubbed Cautious, Vigilant, and New Normal, respectively, will follow. The timeline for those phases will depend on how well Massachusetts is able to contain COVID-19 in the coming weeks. Out of New York State, there's help for Dutchess County small local businesses. There's an express loan program. At its board meeting on Wednesday of last week, the Dutchess County Local Development Corporation expected to vote on establishing a COVID-19 small business express loan program in partnership with Community Capital New York. That'll help the smallest affected businesses in Dutchess County that have been unable to secure SBA assistance. The zero-interest loan program is intended exclusively for small independent businesses located in Dutchess County that have not been able to secure SBA, PPP, or EIDL, or any other COVID-related aid, and comes with an optional deferred payment plan and loan amounts up to $10,000. For more information or updates, you need to go to public.govdelivery.com/accounts/nydutchess/subscribers/new?preferences=true. Brian Oler has officially announced his candidacy for state representative for the 64th House District seat in the General Assembly. Oler went on to say in his press release that public service is a passion of his life and purpose, and that he feels because of his dedication to fiscal accountability and social responsibility, balanced and equitable approaches to legislation, and his steadfast supportive advocacy for the residents and businesses in the northwest corner, he's hopeful that he can once again earn your vote on November 3rd. Now, the 64th House District covers the 9 towns of Falls Village, Cornwall, Kent, Norfolk, North Canaan, Salisbury, Sharon, Goshen, and Torrington. In a story in this morning's Republican American, in Connecticut, summer camps will offer working parents needed childcare as businesses in Connecticut gradually will reopen, but only if programs and spaces are available. About 70% of childcare centers had shut down because of the coronavirus pandemic. State officials had to help stand up 26 childcare spaces for workers at the state's 29 acute care hospitals. Summer camps may open starting on June 29th under strict public health guidelines in Connecticut to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. New York will begin the process of reopening its non-essential businesses in some parts of the state. That won't happen yet for the Mid-Hudson region, which includes Westchester, Rockland, and two of the counties which were hit hardest by the coronavirus, and also Dutchess County. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro and Westchester County Executive George Latimer each said they believe as early as Monday of next week, their regions will be able to meet the state's statistical benchmarks needed to reopen. Molinaro said the executives of various counties in the region agreed on a conference call Monday that they believe by later in the week they will be able to begin phase one of reopening. Well, here's some good news if you're a gardening fan. Bunny Williams will have a virtual tour of her garden. It'll be on Instagram, Bunny's Instagram account, at Bunny I. It'll happen on Sunday, May 17th at 4 o'clock in lieu of the garden tour that was planned for Trade Secrets for 2020. And it was canceled because of the virus. Bunny will lead a live video tour of her garden along with Trade Secrets co-creator Naomi Blumenthal, current head gardener Robert Reamer, and Trade Secrets co-creator and horticulturist Deborah Munson. Trade Secrets continues to support the work of Women's Support Services, whose mission is to create social change, ending the interpersonal relationship violence by challenging attitudes and beliefs about power, control, and gender norms, and by advocating for victims and survivors. Now, in lieu of the garden tour that was planned, Bunny will lead this tour of her garden. It happens once again Sunday, May 17th, 4 p.m. on her Instagram account. In Kent, in a story in the Republican American by Lynn Mellis Worthington, the town's streetscape project to replace the sidewalks and install new crosswalks is moving forward with a streetscape building committee. The project will include some changes to existing parking and additional crossworks. Merchants along Main Street may be distressed, learning it looks like they may lose parking spaces with the implementation of crosswalks and enforcement of a 25-foot parking ban on either side of each one. In addition, during a recent visit to the town, State Department of Transportation officials noted the number of things by business owners that are located in the state right-of-way, including slate or brick walkways and flower beds. The new committee held its third meeting last Friday. Chairman Michael Gowell went through these recent walkthrough on the town. Other members of the committee are Vice Chairman Jack Nelson, Secretary John Johnson, Selectman Edward Mattson, and Road Foreman Rick Osborne. At its board meeting on Wednesday last week, the Dutchess County Local Development Corporation expected to vote on establishing COVID-19 Small Business Express loan programs in partnership with Community Capital New York. That'll help the smallest affected businesses in Dutchess County that have been unable to secure SBA assistance. The zero-interest loan program intended exclusively for small independent businesses located in Dutchess County that have not been able to secure SBA, PPP, or EIDL, or any other COVID-related aid and comes with an optional deferred payment plan and loan amounts up to $10,000. More updates are available at the following website, public.govdelivery.com/NYDutchess/subscribers. New York State is doing all it can to keep New Yorkers safe and stop the spread of the COVID-19 virus, but according to the governor, they're stronger if you work together. He's calling on healthcare professionals, schools of public health, medicine and PPE product providers, and manufacturers to come forward to support the state's response. It's going to be hard, according to the governor. It's going to be disruptive, but he wants you to be a part of it, part of an effort to reopen and the reopen committee, NYS. For more information on becoming a contact tracer, coronavirus.health.ny.gov. Another major cancellation in our tri-state region, the Antiques at Rhinebeck show, which has been rescheduled from its traditional Memorial Day weekend to June 20th and 21st. The event held at the Dutchess County Fairgrounds in Rhinebeck, offering more than 135 antique jewelry and art dealers. Items displayed are from the 18th to mid-century modern. Once again, that has been postponed till the weekend of June 20th and 21st. Coming up tonight, the Sharon Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting at 3 o'clock. It's via Zoom. You can go to the Sharon website and get more information on how you log on to that meeting. In Kent, the Sewer Commission has their regular meeting at 4, the Board of Selectmen regular meeting at 6:30. Once again, that's a remote meeting. The Salisbury ZBA has a remote meeting. That comes up tonight at 5 p.m. At 7 to 7:30, the Salisbury Recreation Committee has their meeting. In Cornwall, the West Cornwall Wastewater Committee is meeting at 5 p.m., Planning and Zoning Commission at 7, and at 7:30, the Housatonic River Commission. Those meetings, once again, you have to remote into. Now, coming up on Wednesday, tomorrow, the Planning and Zoning Commission in Sharon has a meeting set for 5:30. Also, the ABC Committee of Region 1 has a special meeting at 6 p.m. You can Zoom in on that. You have to go to the Region 1 website for more information there. Immediately following that, the ABC Committee meeting and Regional School District Number 1 have a joint meeting at 6:45. Once again, you can Zoom in to that meeting as well. The Board of Finance in North Canaan has a meeting coming up tomorrow, 7:30 to 8:30, and that is a remote join meeting as well. In Salisbury, the Scoville Memorial Library is presenting Dr. James Childs, a lecturer in epidemiology at the Yale School of Medicine, talking about COVID-19, a brief history, pandemics, and what's the future holding. It'll be held on Thursday at 7 p.m., and you'll be able to Zoom into that meeting. You can get that information at scovillelibrary.org. Also coming up on Thursday, the Northeast Town Board has a meeting that is set for 7 p.m. as well. In Kent, the Planning and Zoning Commission meets on Thursday at 7 p.m., once again, remotely. A public hearing, the Town of Kent has scheduled that public hearing on Friday. You can join that meeting. Just go to the Kent website to get the login information. It's to discuss the 2020 Small Cities CDBG application and to solicit citizen participation. The town is proposing to submit an application under the low moderate income benefit category by rehabilitating and improving for residential purposes and related costs the existing South Common project located at 22 South Commons Road in Kent. The town of Kent anticipates applying for up to $800,000. Tough times call for good food. And on Sunday, May 17th, from 12 to 2:30, the Couch Pipe of VFW Post 6851 is cooking a smoked barbecue brisket sandwich takeout meal with two sides. You can drive up, pick up, and drive away only. They could accommodate only 150 meals. First come, first serve. For more information, 860-824-8158. A pay booth will be set up. Cones will direct you to the cookhouse. It's $13 per person. The next Millerton Village Board regular monthly meeting will be held on Monday, May 18th at 7 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 109.33 to 24,221.99 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off today at 91.92.34 and the S&P 500 at 29.30.19. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.